You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Maggie's senior producer, Jamie Martinson. Maggie's taking a couple of days off. She'll be back again on Wednesday. But in the meantime, we've put together some of the best moments from The Maggie Dawn Show. Over the next few minutes, you'll hear from former Capitol Police officer, Harry Dunn.
What is up, everybody? My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Well, folks, the hits, they just keep on coming every day. A new dumpster fire or fires, as it may be, from the Trump administration. I'm going to get to all of that this hour. The freeze on funding as issued by the Office of Management and Budget. The firing of assistant U.S. attorneys that worked on the Trump prosecutions. The internal investigations in the Department of Justice. You want to know what a witch hunt is? Now we've got one. But before we get to all of that, I am very privileged and humbled to be joined by former Capitol Police Officer Harry Dunn. You know him. You've seen him on the J6 committee testifying with fortitude of both strength and courage in the face of the MAGAverse, I guess, would be a way to put it. And now speaking out both against the January 6th pardons that Donald Trump provided, shocking even some conservatives, but also speaking out against those current candidates for elected office, like Judge Brad Schimel here in the state of Wisconsin, who refused to acknowledge what actually went down on January 6th, what we witnessed with our own eyes, but what Officer Dunn himself experienced that day. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show, Harry. It's a real pleasure.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here with you. Hey, listeners, how y'all doing?
I hope they're doing well, and we're going to be made smarter and more engaged by you being here with all of us today, Harry.
Yeah.
What brought you to Milwaukee and Madison today? You were in Milwaukee earlier. You just left the Capitol Rotunda. Yeah. Why were you here?
The cheese curds.
Oh, damn
of course,
straight.
Nah.
Little custard and cheese curds for sure, my friend.
No, listen, you know, this is my, I believe, my fourth time here in the States. Seems like every time something happens in Wisconsin or there's an election of any kind, it always makes
it's
national news.
Yeah.
It's always happening here. I believe in public service. I believe in standing up and speaking out against what happened on January 6th, demanding accountability for not just the people who attacked officers, but the people responsible for it. It's unfortunate. We don't get that anymore. We don't get accountability. Especially now that Donald Trump has pardoned the over 1,500 individuals, many of whom violently assaulted law enforcement officers in the most brutal way. Why am I in Wisconsin? I believe that anybody that speaks of January 6th any other way than it was a attack on our democracy, it was the attack on law enforcement. If you don't speak on it any other way, I feel like it's my job to push back against you and tell you what it was. Especially when that person happens to be seeking office.
Yes.
And it's public office of the people. And like you just said, the Judge Schimel, he had the opportunity to forcefully condemn Donald Trump's pardons of these rioters, even the ones that brutally assaulted police officers. It appears he is attempting to play both sides.
Yes.
Saying that if you assaulted police officers, then you need to be in jail, but also saying he supports Donald Trump's decision to pardon them. You can't play both sides on this. And this isn't about politics. I couldn't tell you Judge Simmel's stance on any other issue except January 6th and where he stands on the pardons. And it's personal to me. I was there. My coworkers were beaten. Four died of suicide afterwards.
Yes.
And the moral injuries just continue to pile on and pile up. And this was another one. So anytime I have an opportunity to push back, I will.
I respect that so much, and I'm appreciative for your clarity on this. This is a moral injury on top of the physical injuries and the psychological damage that those who assaulted police on that day committed. It is a moral ongoing injury that we all suffer as Wisconsinites and Americans. One of the things that bothers me about Judge Schimel's stance on this, the talking out of his both sides of the mouth, is that Judge Schimmel used to serve as this state's highest enforcement officer and had the audacity to give out honor coins to people with the saying, kicking butt every day. Oh, well, except if you assault police officers in the name of Donald Trump. Yeah. That is not how KAED works.
It's not. And it's, like I said, that's really, like I said, it's unfortunate. And then, I don't know the exact number, you know, but the polling on the pardoning of these, it was polling at 80% people not approve or opposed to this. So taking a stance to saying this is wrong, period, full stop, shouldn't be hard. Now, if he can't make that easy decision, then how is he going to serve in the Supreme Court and represent the people of Wisconsin's best interest if he can't even acknowledge the fact that the pardoning of those individuals was wrong?
The most fundamental, when I think about both law enforcement and judicial officers, and I have served as one in public service, you have served as one in public service, the test of someone that works in this capacity is not whether we investigate and prosecute the little guys. People want to talk about two tiers. I'll tell you what the two tiers are. Little guys and people that don't have connections and you know, pull and money, and those that do. The test is always not can we go after little guys. The test is what do we do when it is the powerful, the powerful whom we may politically be more inclined to support. That is where rubber meets the road for law enforcement and folks that work in government in these capacities. Harry, I want to ask you a question because we were talking a little bit before we got on air here. I got just a flood of text messages last night when news of the firing of these frontline career civil servant law enforcement prosecutors in the federal government were fired. I didn't sleep well. I haven't been sleeping well. How are you sleeping, sir?
Not well.
Yeah.
Not well, not long.
What keeps you up? Like what conjures up in your mind as we both, I think, you know, are trying to sleep?
I think it's the Celsius energy drinks that keep me awake.
Those are delicious. They are not a sponsor, but
A sponsor, No, but what keeps me up is they're attempting and succeeding at rewriting what happened that day, and that goes to the firing of the AUSAs. These people look, even before that happened, even before Donald Trump assumed office on the 20th, they were trying to suppress the Jack Smith report from being released. Right. So they're doing everything they can to erase what happened on January 6th, not just erase it, but rewrite it with their own narrative by creating these investigations to investigate the investigators. Now, these people are career civil servants.
And prosecutors. They are law enforcement professionals.
And going after them, let's be clear. Like, look this up. Anybody that wants to call BS on this, I believe that Merrick Garland's Justice Department prosecuted more prominent Democrats than they did. They prosecuted Hunter Biden.
Yes.
Like, I mean, they
had a special counsel investigate Joe Biden over documents that he retained allegedly after he was vice president.
While he is the sitting president.
Correct.
So Biden's DOJ
investigated the president.
It's crazy. Let's be clear. Like, these individuals, they're attempting and succeeding to rewrite this. And that's what gives me this motivation to keep going. It's personal to me.
Yes.
I don't know. I mean, I appreciate everybody that says I'm making a difference. You know what? I received that. I thank you. I don't care if I was talking to a wall.
Right.
Or one person. But I am going to continue speaking out. And I'm glad that it appears to be making a difference. But this is a travesty. And we can't let them get away with it. And everybody would say they are getting away with it. They are. There's an election here in April. There's governor races all across the country in 2025.
Yes.
There are midterms in 2026. And yes, there's a presidential election in 2028. And we can't focus on Donald Trump as one. We have to figure out how can we win the next one.
Yes.
And it starts now, not the day before the election.
As I watch what I'm just going to call mealy-mouthed, message-managed mumbo jumbo from Democrats and news outlets alike, all I can say is someone who has served on the front line in 2020 doing this work. Thank you for speaking truth. I, too, would be standing next to you shouting at the wall, because if we're shouting the truth and trying to engage with the truth, I think that does speak to a different kind of moral clarity.
Yeah.
This is what we witnessed. Let us bear witness together. Let us listen to folks like yourself, Harry, that can bear witness to that. What is different now? We've been speaking about the firing of the AUSAs. To me, you take the firings plus the pardons, and what you have given permission to is something that is very scary in this country. What do you think the combined implications of these events are? Do you think that this is a green light to, frankly, roving mobs of people to do whatever they damn please as long as it serves Donald Trump?
Yes. Simply put, yes. Well, think about, they went to the Capitol on January 6th. They stormed the Capitol. They assaulted officers. They were emboldened to do so because Donald Trump told them to. Donald Trump told them to do this. Donald Trump pardoned them after they did that. And you know what? What's to say? They're emboldened now.
Yes.
Stand back and stand by. He meant that. He meant it. He literally has them on standby for whenever he would need them. And that's the kind of message that it sends. Also, the Senate, the House of Representatives, and this is why it's everybody's job. We have to send people to Congress. They're supposed to be checks and balances in government. The House and the Senate and the executive branch. We have to make sure we're electing the people that will stand up and push back against that. And not that they will go to Congress a la Ron Johnson and go to the Senate to serve the people of Wisconsin and not be a servant to Donald Trump.
Right.
You are responsible for the people of Wisconsin.
All of them.
All of them. Not just the ones who voted for Donald Trump, but everybody.
We got to take care of a tiny bit of business. I know I want to hear more from Harry. Specifically, I'm going to ask him how we tell going forward the difference between rhetoric and reality and what comes next. Stay tuned. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.